continue work through Simon Kuf Hay. Again, there are sheets, you might have the other fellows see them. We read through the Mechaber and the Ramor yesterday. It's basically the subject here is when you have something which is also which was roasted, Isur Shenitzla in Heter, Isur Shenitzla in Heter. The starting point of this sugya is the Mishnah in Chulin, and Daf Tzadi Bamud Beis, we of course have seen on numerous occasions already. Basically, the idea is that flavor can only be transferred through from one thing to another. Is if there's some liquid, there's rotev, there's a sauce or something that moves the iser around. But when you have tzli, so tzli, there's no rotev. And the question is, yes, maybe there's a transfer to flavor, but is it to the same degree as with when there's liquid moving it around? So the Mishnah in Chulon Daf Tzadi Vavamid Beis talks about Yerach Shenitzbashin Magid. We've seen this in numerous different contexts already. And the subject there is Bishul Yerach Shenitzbashin Magid. So the din is, it depends on whether there's tam. And the Mishnah tells you how to calculate tam. It's like you cooked it with turnips, right? Kibosa Belefis, etc. You have to calculate it. But if it's the question is, if it's roasted together, so Gemara says the name of Shmuel on the bottom of Tzadi Bavim at Beis, Amar Shmuel lo shamach shenis bashal bavim nitzla ba then kolayf v'ochel ad shemagia legid. You can do klipa, you can cut away at the meat, you can peel it, so to speak, be kolayf until you come to the point of the iser. Now the implication of this Gemara is that you don't need shishim against the gid. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. You don't need shishim because, again, you just do klipa around. You make sure that you don't touch the place where the issur was. You don't need shishim. So the Gemara asks, at the bottom of the page, going over to Tzadi's Amar, the Gemara, but there's another Gemara that says if you have a piece of meat that was roasted. It's chalev, so to speak. So then you can't. The iser is considered to spread. You can't even eat the part of the meat that's far away from where the chalev was. All right. So that applies. The klipa is not enough. Right. You have this piece of meat that was roasted, so you can't eat it on rosh ozno. Even to a place, in the body or in the meat where the not even near where the iser is. Nonetheless, we assume that the iser is mefapea. The iser is spread throughout the piece of meat. So the Gemara says on the top of Tzadi's Amalav, Shani chelev mefapea. Okay, chelev is different because again, chelev is fatty, and during the process of tzliya, so the chelev sort of moves the iser around as well. Normally, you need actual liquid. You need rotev to completely, so to speak, spread throughout the entire piece of kosher meat. But the Gemara says if there's a fatty part involved, like chelev, the fatty substance involved, so then that has the din similar to liquid, and then the iser spreads around. But if they're both, let's say, neither of them, they're both kosher, they're both lean, there's no fat inside, so then you're gonna then it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, but then the Gemara says there seems to be another case. The Gemara has another case that says, one second, the animal was roasted with its fat, it was mutter, the case was mutter. Gave the same ruling, even though there was chelev involved, as we gave before, and that was a case of chelev, that's fat, that's a fatty substance. The Gemara answers no. That animal was lean. In other words, the animal was no fat. Even though it was chaylev, it was fat, but there was some shum and there was some fat. So that's what we're going to have to discuss exactly what the din is when you have both pieces of fat, or one is fat and one is lean, and so on. That's what emerges from there. Now, the tosis on that page is one. There's a small tosis that wants ha'u kachosh. Okay? What does it mean, ha'u kachosh? Therefore, what? That was more than kachosh. So Tosa says, Tzadi Zayin Alav Dim Maschahu, the farsh of the Tam, Kachosh Abul, Chak Shori. Okay, the Chelev Kosh Chachosh Eina Mefapea. Okay? It means that somehow the meat that has, that is a leaner meat, even with the chaleb is not fatty enough, you know, lean type of meat, that it spreads around. So therefore, therefore it doesn't spread it. L'chach shari, the chaleb kachush ain't enough apeya. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, v'od yishom, it's a one-line toast, there's two tirus. V'od yishom, kachush ha'ma v'yesh bo ma'at chaleb u'batel v'shishim. No, it is shishim. Okay, there is shishim. Those are two different terutzim and tosis to why that case is mutter. And those two different terutzim, you know, are going to make a difference. In other words, the first answer is that the fat of this particular animal, the chelo of this particular animal, was leaner than regular animal fat, and therefore it doesn't have that capacity to spread the iser flavor around. That's one terutz. The terutz, it was not necessarily that it's qualitatively less fat, but it's quantitatively less. You know, it's a lean animal, therefore the lean animal doesn't have too much fat, so therefore it's shishim, and it's less than shishim of its total amount of the meat. So that's why it's mutter. So again, the Gemara says that even according to Shmuel, who says that Tzli does not aser the same way as Bishul, but we make a distinction about when the we have a Dover Shaman, which is Mefapeya, and you have these two terutzim of tosis, why behema kusha is different. Again, either behema, it basically boils down to, you know, kamos and echos, quality and quantity and quality. Either in this behema kusha, the assumption is that the chelev itself is leaner and therefore doesn't have that same capacity, or second terutz is no, it may have the same, I don't know what the right word is, density or the same, you know, strength, so to speak, as regular chelev, but there's so little of it in the lean animal that it's batel b'shisha. Now, if we accept that animal, that the second teretz, that the animal has so little fat in it, this animal, the behema kusha, has so little fat in it that it's, you know, it's less than shishim, so then, basically, the idea is that mefapeya is kind of the same as bishul. Okay? And therefore, shishim is a kula that works, just like my bishul shishim works, it works over here also. Alright? But the question is, if we accept the first teretz, so then the question is, what if there's still shishim? That's not so clear. If you accept the first answer that it's, in this particular case, it was qualitatively less fatty, so things didn't spread around. So what if you taka have qualitatively more fatty fat that does spread things around, but you have shishim? Not necessarily so clear. Okay, so there are Rishonim. I quoted later in the Mamar Shomot, the Ra'ah, and the Berak HaBayis says that, in fact, shishim does not work by tzli, which is when it's mefapeh. When you have in fact, there is such a sheet in Rishon. In fact, shishim doesn't work. Okay? Because he says the whole, what's the idea of shishim in general? Why does shishim work? Because we assume that when tam spreads around from a iser to a heter, so it's spread kind of evenly. So the shishim beats it out. There's shishim everywhere, so to speak, against it. It's not concentrated in any one area. However, when you have tzli and things in mefapeya, perhaps it's not mefapeya evenly. Okay, the fat spreads things unevenly, and therefore maybe the din will be different. There are some Rishonim who have this chumrah with this din that shishim doesn't apply in that case. Okay, now what's also unclear, what the Gemara does not tell us exactly, is what is the amount? What is the amount that you have to? Let's say. Let's put it this way. The Rashba, I quoted over here. According to Tosin, the Rosh says, the Rosh in Chulin Perek Zayin Simcha Chavdal says more or less like Tosin. But the Rashba, the Torah says, Bayis Dal at the end of Shar Aleph, Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph to Chof Aleph Mabay, discusses these matters. Okay? And he says, even if there is Shishim, but you still have to remove something. You still have to remove something. You still have to remove Kidei Natila. Okay, which is the thickness of a finger, like we said. Now, the Rashba says, and others say, no, it's sufficient to have kidei klipa. Now, if you have two pieces of meat that are, you know, that are touching, okay, and again goes back to what we spoke about the other yesterday, tatar gavar and so on. So the Gemara Pesachim says, even by tatar gavar, we say you need kidei klipa because ademekar. Remember, as it's cooling off, there's still impact, and so at least you have to have kidei klipa. Okay, but here the Rashba says you would need. Here the Rashba says you would need kidei netila. Again, we're talking about a case where you have a kosher piece of meat that was roasted together with a non-kosher meat. Even if there is shishim, you still need kidei netila. That's the shita of the Rashba in the Taras HaBayis. And the logic behind it would seem to be that, again, we don't know that when it comes to tzli, we don't know that it was mifapea whipped. To where, how far did the flavor permeate? When this bishul, so then the tam spreads throughout the whole, you know, you cook a pot of soup, so the flavor, you can't after, let's say, you put the vegetables in a pot of water. So you're not, it's not going to taste different if you take the spoon, you taste this part of the soup, and taste that part of the soup. It's the same. The flavor spreads around through bishul. The fire distributes things evenly. However, when it comes to some fatty substance transferring or moving things, so it's possible that it's concentrated more in one area than in another area, okay? And therefore, it's not clear if it's a peya bekulo. So perhaps more of the iser will be stuck in the outer area, the area. So therefore, you need kedei netila. That was the area which is closest to where the chelo starts from. So that area is going to perhaps have a higher concentration of the iser, and therefore you need netila. So we kind of will end up. According to Rashi, will require both. You require shishim, plus you have to be removed kedei netila. You follow? But that's the concern. We don't have such a concern by bishul. We do have such a concern by tzli, which is mefapeya, because it doesn't distribute evenly, and therefore it's going to be more concentrated in one area. So we're machmir both ways. Okay. But even though the shishim against this, you still require kedei netila. Okay. It's just worth mentioning. I put in the Marmar Komas, the Rambam. In Paraktes Vavilchus Machalos Asus Halacha Lamed Beis, okay, the Rambam does not mention anything about Kedei Netila. Okay, the Rambam does not seem to require this. The Rambam says that he doesn't say anything about Kedei Netila. He says if you have a piece of lean meat where the ratio is less than shishin, okay, so then kolei va'ochel, then he doesn't do Kedei Klipa, okay, and a fatty piece of meat where it's mifapea, it's shishin. So I just point out the Rambam does not. The Rambam does not. The Kesemish explains that basically the Rambam seems to learn like the other opinion in Tosas that the definition of a behemah kusha means when there's a minimal amount of fat, meaning less than shishin. So it's batal b'shishin. But the Rambam does not really seem to consider there's any difference between the animal is shomeh or kachosh from a qualitative perspective. It just says when you have a behemah kusha, so there's less. So there's less chaylev. So you have shishim. So the Rambam does not mention. This distinction. Okay, but the Rashba, as we said, does. And the Rashba says that the kul of shishim applies, but you still have to remove netila. Again, netila kedei netila means the point of contact between the iser, the davar aser, the chaylev, or whatever, and the meat. Okay. Okay. That was basic. In other words, actually, if it's a behemah kusha where there's no mifapea action, so then you would say it could be sufficient. Okay, again, by regular tzli, let's say by tatal gavar in those cases, then he says. Again, the Rashba is two dinim. They're two different dinim of tzli. I'm glad you pointed out. Rashba is two different dinim of tzli. Okay, when there's no davar shemefapeya, it's only kedei klipa. Right? Then it's like in the case of tatoga, where there's just a regular klipa. However, when it's a davar shemefapeya and you have shishim, you still need kedei netila. Okay? And in other words, basically, misvara, the Rashba seems to hold that the general din of tzli is that it requires klipa, which is the from that Gemara Tatoga, right? That Gemara Pesachim, and I put it on today's Makaros also, but that's the Sugan Ayin Vav, right? The Machalkes and the Din of Tatoga. Right? So that Gemara says you need Kedei Klipa, okay? On the other hand, and this is what Tosus says, because there's another important Tosus, I should have read it inside really. The Tosus, I read that one line Tosus Tzadi Zayin, but there's also Tosus Tzadi Vav Mud Beis, which really brings up the Tatar Gavar Gemara, but also brings up as I mentioned yesterday, a Mishnah about Korban Pesach, which I did put on the page. The Mishnah says in Surah 6, Naga Becherso Sultana Yiklofas Mekom, I think I mentioned this yesterday. Okay? A din by Korban Pesach that there's Dogma of Apeh, but there is Shishim, and there it requires Netila. So again, two different cases. We've seen one case seems to say Kedei Netila is necessary. The other says Kedei Klipa is necessary. So the Rashba concludes the two different types of tzli. Okay, two different cases of tzli. The Mechaber, as we saw, Lamaisa. Okay, I did put in, before we get to the Mechaber, I did put in, I referred to yesterday, also the Haggos, I mean the parrots on the smack. In Source 13, it's Mitzah Reish Hay Os Yud Beis. He has a good summary, but he says, in the end, that we're not so bucky, we're not so expert, we don't have such great expertise in how to determine whether something is or is not shomein, it's difficult, and therefore he's going to be machmer in all the cases. We'll see in a second, kind of a low plug, which we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch now, in Sim Kufa. I read it yesterday quickly at the end, but we'll go over it again now, as it's relevant over here. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Rashba, that Bita B'Shishim works, but you'd still need Kedei Netila. That's in Sif Dal. Sif Dal and Hey, as I explained yesterday, kind of go together. When you have a tafshil, when there's rotev that spreads molech platos, isur ma'arva, we call it tafshil. The medayik in the words, the question?
Yeah.
Oh, the medayik in the words of the Chaber, he says what Bishul, it's Sibdalit, what Bishul accomplishes is it's molech platos, isur ma'arva, bechol tafshil. Perhaps implying equally, through Bishul, it spreads equally throughout the whole tafshil. Aval isur ben cham ben karsha nafal atzliyetsha etzosh eno es el kedei netila. He says kedei netila, which he defines as shehu kolbi rochev etzvah l'ficha. Yerach shetzolo begido, that's the case in the mission there. Oh, chatichas isur shalom chatichas hetem, and ogei ezeb ezeb, tzorach lahosi kedei netila, so vagid, b'chein min ha-chaticha mokom shenogam ha-chatichas isur. In other words, the point of contact, that's kedei netila. B'chein nafal isur ha-chatichas uteir, shechutz ha-rotev, alo near kedei, so the outside again, that goes back to that old makokas that we saw. But then, Sif Hey, the Mechaber qualifies that. It says, "B'chamed dvar mamurim she'ein hatzliosa klentila." That's b'yerach and gidah kotzu davar kochush she'ein bo kof levapeya. Again, it's not like the Rashi. Although the Rashi said klip is enough, the Mechaber takes it says it requires netila. Aval gedish shomein she'tzol bechel bo im ein bechol dishish and there you need shish and connected kol acherv shbo. Then also lechol afil marosh ozon shekevin shu shomein mevapeya bekula avul kochush afal pishen bo samach acherv shbo einu also el kedei netila she'acherv shbo behem kochush kochush ubetivo beinu mevapeya. So the Mechaber again passes like the Rashi that bitul b'shishim works, but netila is still required. You know, which Tosis and the Rush require netila. In that case, the Rush would require klipa, so it's a little bit difficult. Mechaber kind of accepts the chumrah over there also. He says you have to have kedei netila, even though the Rush would seem to require only a klipa. But the Ramah, at the end, the Ramah says, at the end of Sif Hey, which the Ramah does in other places too, he says, quoting the several agos, Shari Duragos, Maimonides, the Heta, the Smach, which I said that's the earliest of the parrots, the Yesh, Omen, the Enon, the Kiyan, Ezim, the Kikokos, the Shaman, the Yesh, Lesser, the Holy, and Adi Kasama. Okay? And more Paskins, we're not sure about the Metzias, we don't know what's considered the Ramaphapea, and we can't figure that out, and therefore, when it comes to Shishim, therefore we require Shishim. Very important though, Ramah doesn't say, but we said Rishishim plus Netila, right? So the Ramah doesn't mention that specifically, but the Gra says, the Bir HaGra points it out. Okay? The Bir HaGra points it out that you do in Sifkat and Lamed Hay, okay, that you still need Netila. No, not Lamed Hay, just a moment. I think he says it later on, actually, in a different, much later. The Bir HaGra later, it's not on this spot. The Bir HaGra says it later. Yeah, I think in Nunhei, later on, the Bir HaGra says it. Why? Because he says, well, number one, if it's Dover Mephapeya, so the Rashbo says you need Kedei Netila. And even if it's not a Dover Shemapeya, it goes to regular Tzli, okay, but we said by regular Tzli also requires Kedei Netila, at least Mechumra. So therefore, you have to always remove Kedei Netila. That's kind of like a Mordashav type of psak from the Ramah. Nonetheless, as the Shach and others point out, I mean, the Ramah then points out that there are certain things he says, "V'dafka be'isur chelav oshar isur d'shayach oshamnunis." Aber be'isur d'oshayach oshamnunis. We mentioned about dam and other things. Yesterday we mentioned that there's no possibility of shamnunis. Then the Rambam is willing to make the shach questions that as well. And again, as a general rule, we require shishim and also kedei netilah. Okay, all of this. The question now that we'll do with next is what happens when Adam Bey's over here. And what happens when one item is kachlish and one item is shami? In other words, you have the iser. We'll do it first. You have iser, which is fatty, and the heter is not. Okay, in other words, you tzola, you roast iser, shomein, fatty iser with meat that is with heter that is not shomein. So the Rambam over there in Perek Tezvav al Chalamid Beis didn't distinguish the Tosas, the Mordechai and Chulin, Remez Tof Reish Tzadi Hey, and others as well say that if there's no shishim, then everything's usser, okay? And if there is shishim, you just have to take out the isser and everything becomes mutter, okay? So that's one sheet. However, the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, in the section I said before, Bayis Dal Jaral Tav Chof Aleph Man Aleph, he says if there's no shishim against isser, everything is usser. But if there is shishim, okay, you take it out, but you'll still need to do kedei netilah. You still have to do kedei netilah. He said the Rambam didn't require that. Then there's a third shita, and that is what I printed over here in 16, the Bedek HaBayis, the Raw, and the Bedek HaBayis, I alluded to before. Again, it's the Hashbayis, the Al-Shah, Aleph, Taf, Kof, Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. The Rashba, the Raw, and the Bedek HaBayis says everything is usser if, even if there is shishim, it doesn't make a difference, because he dismisses shishim as having any role here, and therefore there's no bittul at all. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin and Sifhei, Bemeh Dvar Mamurim, She'ein Hatzli Osa L'Kedei Netilah, that's something like Yerech and Gido, which is Dabar Kocho, She'ein B'Kocho, Pei B'Kocho L'Chaticha, but Gedi Shomei, She'tzol B'Chelbo, Ein B'Kocho L'Kedei Shishim, K'nei G'Kocho L'Chedev, She'bo Osir, Lech Olachil Marosh Ozno, like we said before, She'keim and Shushomen, If HaPei B'Kulo, B'Kocho Dabar, She'esho P'Yip, this one I'm adding now, the Mechaber adds, B'Kocho Dabar, She'esho P'Yip, She'nof Ola Mokom Yadua, Mechaticha B'Tzli, Afa Opi, She'esh P'Yip, Samach Vata, Yisra Tzorach, Mtilas, Mokom, that's the, That's the ruling of the Mechaber. Again, we said this before. That's like the Rashba. Kiveger points out. The Mishnah Kiveger here says the Mechaber doesn't say. What if you don't know where it landed? Let's say you don't know. So then Kiveger says everything in the Pichodesh. Everything is mutter. Everything is mutter. What if you have the reverse case? What if you have a situation where the Heter is what's shamein, and the iser is lean. So that's a case in the Gemara of Pesachim, Ayin Vavon Aleph Gemara Ayin Vavon Beis, which relates to the sugya of Recha Milsa. Okay, Amar Rav, Basa Shkuta Shamein, I have it, print the whole thing, it's source 17. Okay, 17 and 18. You have a Basa Shkuta Shamein, Shetzala, and Basa Nevela Kachush. And they weren't touching each other, but the meat was roasted again. The heter was shkuta. The heter was shaming, and the iser was kachosh. So then it's aser. My time and fat mahadadi, right? They absorb the flavor of each other. That's recha milsa. And Levi says no, recha lav milsa. Okay, so that's the which we discussed back in Basa Mechala by Reach. However, if they're touching, that's if they're not touching, then it's only a question of Reicha. However, if they're touching, so Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu chatichas ha'isr k'chusha, v'chatichas heter shemitzas ha'meshmeina, ha'isr mefapeya b'kula. So the Chaber doesn't accept any such distinction, and therefore it's going to have the same din. Even if the heter piece is, the isr is lean, the heter is what's shoming, it'll still be mefapeya b'kula. That's the ruling of the Mechaber. Just a moment. Again, in the middle of Sifhei, Bafilo Chatich Aziz Kusha, because he had to shnitz and Meshmeina, Isa Mufapeh Bekulo, and therefore it's Osir. However, the Taz over here, the Shach Sikon Tezvav, the Taz Sikon Yud, the Pichot Sikon Yud Tez, and the Bir Hagoa over there, it's Sukkot Nun Hei, indicate that against the mechaber that it's only asus in such a case kidei mitila. Okay, and the Taz introduces the concept that's going to segue into what I want to talk about next. And out of Gimel, the Taz explains why should that be? Why should we make on such a case again? The Taz and many of the Achronim are making again. Not everybody. Okay, the Prima Godin, the Chayodim, the Kochasam agree with the Mechaber that it's also Nesar Kulo. But many, and that's again the language of Mechaber. Filu Chaticha, this is a Kusho Chaticha, is Hetter, Shnitzam, Shmena, Rismer, Rabbeinu Kulo. But the other Achronim disagree, and the Taz explains in the Sekhot Nyur, the Taz explains why this is so. Why should we be Mekel in this case? Because we have a principle, which is a segue into what I'm going to talk about next, is Ein Hanesar Oser El B'Makom Sha Iser Atzmo Yochol Leil Chasham. That's the Lashon of the Mishonim. Something cannot Aser further than that which made it Aser. It can't travel further. In other words, it's... You know, it's like we conduct electricity, so it gets weaker, so to speak. So here it may not get weaker, but it can't get stronger. No, ein ha-iser, ein ha-nesar, that which became usher through something else. And if you remember, we discussed this at the very beginning of the year, introducing whether bas v'chol iser balua, iser machas atzma. You have something that's an iser balua, and that is going to play a role in the discussions we'll mention presently. Again, I don't want to go into detail because we discussed it already. But Isser Balua, so the Isser Balua can't be more, when you have a Blia of an Isser, it can't Aser something more than the original Blia would have, the original Dover also would have Aser. Okay? Which comes up here again in the subsequent Sif and Sif Zayin. Okay? So if you have a piece of meat with a Heter, it's Shoming. Okay? So, and now it absorbs from a piece of Isser, which is kofosh, okay. The Isser itself, which started off kofosh, cannot be mefapea throughout the whole heter. So now we're not going to say that the whole piece of heter now is going to ask us something else, okay. But the din of Reicha Milsa is an exception. But the in terms of something which is dog mefapea. Since the Isser is a Isser Kochosh, which is not, since the Isser is a Basar Kochosh, which is a less fatty type of thing, which can't go throughout everything because it's Kochosh, and therefore, it's not, even now that the Dabar Shomein, the Dabar Heter, which absorbed it, it's not going to spread all the way through because the original Isser didn't have the power to go all the way through. That's what the Taz says, all you need is Kedei and Netila. Okay? However, the Shach, defending, even though he doesn't seem to agree with the Shach, defending the other position, says that that's only true, okay, that's only true by something which is Taken Isser Balua. Okay, there we say the Isser, can't spread. But when you have something which is, here we're talking about a Chaticha, which is Asr on its own, it wasn't an Isser Balua, okay, even when it's a Dover Kachush, but it's still Asr's, so there we could say that the Shuman, the fat that's in the Heter, kind of strengthens the issue that it absorbed and can spread it throughout the rest of the piece of meat. You follow? In other words, it's the piece of meat that's a dover of mutter, which is a fatty piece of meat. So the fatty piece of meat absorbs from something which is itself not an iser balua, but it's an iser machmas atzmo. It's a regular iser. So now the fatty part of the mutter meat will spread the thing right throughout. It's only when you're talking about a double jump, so to speak. You're talking about something which is only also because it was nivla, and now you're spreading that further. That's two steps. Here it's only one step. You're talking about a piece of meat that is fatty, a kosher piece of meat, and absorbs flavor from this aser. Even though it's a kachosh by itself, the kachosh wouldn't be able to spread through something, but with the fatty part of the mutter meat, then it does. So that's the Shach explains. So that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. Now, the question is, which is the next point, what if you have a case where you have a piece of kosher meat that has a blia of a dover usser inside it, and now that touches, again, a double step, that touches another piece of meat. Right? Because you have a kosher piece of meat which had a blia isser inside, and that touched something else. So if these two pieces are cooked together with relative and so on, so obviously the blia transfers one from the other and so on, regular dinim of blia. But the question is, what about by tzli? Okay? What's the din when the two pieces touch without any gravy in between? Not any gravy in between. So here we go back to a Gemara on Daf Kuf. Where was it? Yeah, Kuf Ches on the base. We printed source 27, but it's a Gemara Kulin, where you have a tipas cholov, okay, a tipas cholov, a small piece, a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat, and the meat was chutz lerotev, okay, so it's not touching the other piece of meat inside. So even though now, if there's no rotev, so then the bliya doesn't travel between them, okay? And based on this, the Rishonim have this principle. The Ran mentions it, and the Rosh mentions it, in all a little different language, but more or less the same thing. That ein balua yotze mechaticha lechaticha ela they wrote it. Something absorbed cannot go from one piece to another piece other than through rotev. Again, ein balua yotze mechaticha lechaticha ela they wrote it. And in this case, there was no bleed. Okay? Now, whether we accept that lahalacha touches on a number of different things. The Maisa, we do accept it. It's interesting. Tosus on the Sadi Vav Amud Beis, the Dibim Asma Afilu, Tosus goes over to the next page. Tosus says, let's find the words. The law amin chaticha atzmaras is the veil of oseris is kol hachatichos ela b'makom sho iser mispashet b'chol hachaticha. The case of the milk, what happens? A drop of milk falls on a piece of meat. Again, we discussed it at length. So the milk spreads throughout the whole piece of meat. Then we say chaticha atzmaras is the veil. That's going to ask everything else, but. Tosa says, again, we've seen this in the past, the lo amrina chaticha atzman nas in the velo, but Sarah says, kol hachatichos, elamokum she'isim mishpashim b'chol hachaticha, dumya, the tipas chol of teda, the b'chol mokum she'on osim k'dei klipa, Tosa said, interesting, right? How could you ever have an iser k'dei klipa? Once you ask for something k'dei klipa, so everything touches it, and in other words, this klipa now becomes osim, so now you have to be Kolef past that, and then you have to be Kolef past that. It's a double shem lo sof, right? How do you ever have Kadei Klipa? If everything is usher, so each thing touches the next thing, right? That's Tosa says at the top of Tzadi's Ayin Aleph, Teda, okay? B'chol mokom shon osrin Kadei Klipa, my ain osu Kadei Klipa, chozer v'osu mashet slo. Ubi'inyan zeh, ye'asa ha'kol. Elohai natama, l'fisha ein tama iser over klal yosem ide klipa. It doesn't go beyond. And that's, again, another way of saying this, that this klal, that ein iser yachol lesser, or ein balu yotzmachdim, ein iser yachol lesser, elamakom sha iser holeh. So we have two principles here. One is regarding rotev, ein balu yotzmachdich lechdeh rotev. And now this other klal, the Tosis says in the Rush, is in Perek Zayin Simon Chavdal, it says it. Okay, and that is again that ein ha'iser yachol lesser elamakom she'iser holech. Okay, and it only goes as far as the original iser went. In other words, now the Ran also brings up chaticha nas nevela. So the Ran on daf mem gimel aleph on the page of the Riv, the Ran also the Ra'o agrees with the Ran the Berak Habayis on daf tesam beis. Okay, they hold that this. What do you mean ein balua yotze mechaticha lechaticha? They wrote it. Okay, well, what about chaticha nas nevela? You know, chaticha nas nevela. So the whole piece is now also. So what? In other words, once a blia enters, what does chaticha nas nevela mean? It means that once a blia enters into a piece of meat, so now the whole thing becomes osir. So if the whole thing becomes osir, so who needs rotev? It should be at least osir kedei netila, anything that it touches, right? In other words, if the whole piece now becomes osir, so what do you need? What do you need rotev for? What you know? It should become usher, because like any other thing it touches, without rotev. But the Gemara says that the other piece is mutter. So the Ran says on this basis that this Gemara does not accept chaticha nasas nevela. In this case, we do accept chaticha nasas nevela. So therefore, the Gemara is shalok halacha, and therefore that you can't, according to the Ran and the Ra'ah, you can't sort of align or you can't match or reconcile the principle ein balu yotzei mechaticha lechaticha that they wrote it with chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela implies that an iser can extend even without rotev, right? Just by touching. Okay, everyone follow that? That's the Ran's point. So therefore, it said the Ran says we reject this Gemara doesn't hold from chaticha nas nevela. That would mean that since we do accept, we do pass it by chaticha nas nevel, we do accept chaticha nas nevel, that means that this is no such din that you need to have rotev. But Tosis and the Rosh introduced this new cloud, this new principle of ein is yochalas avach mishu yisur holech, or can only go back. Ein achanami chaticha nas nevel, but it can't spread it. It's davar balua, it can't spread it beyond where the original isur could have gone. So let's take a couple of practical types of examples. So let's say you have some vegetables, and you cook the vegetables together with treif meat. Okay, so now there's no shishin. So now the vegetables, the potatoes are going to be osur. Okay, and let's say now you take these potatoes, which now have a treif bliyav treif, and you roast it together with kosher meat. These potatoes are put on the grill next to kosher meat, regular kosher osur shkuta, and without shishin. So now what happens to the meat on account of those potatoes? So the Rashba and the Taurus Habayis, the Taurus Habayis HaKotzer, which I printed in 33, Taurus Habayis Aura, printed in 34, the Rashba and other Rishonim say the meat is not going to become Osir. Because in this case, the potatoes are only Osir because of what? Because of a bliya. Right? The potatoes are only Osir because of a bliya. And that bliya is not going to come out through tzli, and that's the idea of ein abalu yotzim chaticha lachaticha b'li rotev. That's where we apply it. Now it's ein abalu yotzim chaticha lachaticha b'li rotev. There, it's not going to work through tzli, because it's the potatoes are not osur by themselves. It's only the sirbalua. If you had a non-kosher piece of meat next to the kosher piece of meat, that would be a different din. But here, it's a balua, and ein balu yotzim chaticha lachaticha below rotev. Okay, what about chaticha nas nevela? So again, that's like Tosin and the Rosh said, yes, but chaticha nas nevela, but then we say, ein isa yachales, or makom sha'iser oleh. Now, what if the, if you have, let's say, a treif, let's say, a chalev, treif chelev is cooked with kosher meat, and then it's bolea that chelev, and then you roasted that with another piece of kosher meat, then the bliyos do ask the other pieces because of the double mefapea. That's what Rosh Bo says also. Yeah, so this now, the next issue that the Rishonim discuss over here is, where does Bas B'Chalav fit into this mix? Not the Rishonim, the Shach and the Taz. Is Bas B'Chalav, we discussed at the beginning of the year, is Bas B'Chalav also Nisr Balua? Do we say that Bas B'Chalav is a Dinah Nisr Balua? So it's going to, or is it a new Isr Machmas Atzmo? And therefore, we just saw that, and he wrote that, and so what was Bas B'Chalav? The Sefer Truma, which I alluded to here in 35, Hilchos Yisrael Heter, the end of Nun Aleph, says, let's say I have a tipas cholok, a piece of meat, a drop of milk falls onto a piece of meat, and there is shishim against the milk, okay? But the question is, do you include the whole pot, do you include the piece, and so on and so forth? So we mentioned a chilek, it depends if it's sticking out or if it's completely out, all right? Sefer Truma says, you see from here, that since the Gemara answers that if the piece of meat is completely out of the pot, so then the milk is only, you have to have again, it only acts for the whole pot if it goes into the rest of the kedera, not the part is sticking out. However, Sefer Truma says, you see from there that Balu applies there to Bas B'Chalav. The Tur reads it differently. The Tur, he says Bas B'Chalav, which is roasted, will aser. So there's a whole Namachlokas, how to read the Tur. Mechaber writes in Siv Zayin, by the way, Siv Vav, I'll read too quickly, let's skip it over. This is Dober Sheshu Pepu B'Tzli, Im Hoya Echad Cham Echatzona Tachton Gover, that's Tato Gover, Leficha Im Nofal Cham Alzona Enu Osa El Kedei Klipa, Im Nofal Tzona Cham, Im Eim Lehet Tu Samech, Keneged Yisra Kol, you know, let me interrupt myself to mention one thing. Siv Vav, Paskin, I'm sorry, I'll come back to Siv Zayin in a second. Okay, Siv Vav mentions a little bit about Tata Gavar. So I just want to mention one other point that relates to that I forgot to say yesterday. It goes back to Siv Gimel. Okay, just something from the Rav. When we say Tata Gavar, okay, so what happens if the pieces are next to each other? So if you remember back, we had a Machlokes the Ramah and the Marshal, the the Shach quotes with Maharshal back in Siv Gimel. So the Rav wanted to say that it really depends what happens when we say Tatar Govar. I don't know if I mentioned this when we first learned that or not. I'll say it now, otherwise it'll be a review. The Rav said the following: we say Tatar Govar, right? So in order for there to be transference of flavor, what do you need? Do you need that both the Isser and the Heter have to be hot? Or it's sufficient if the Isser is hot? Okay, and what happens? Do we say that you need both items have to be hot? So, if you have the Isser, if you have the Tatar Govar, if the bottom thing is hot, so now that's going to heat up, halakhically going to heat up that which is above, and both things are considered to be hot. Even if it's below, even if it's the other way around, even if the, but the Tatar Govar, so it's going to, it'll be impacted, at least to some extent, by the heat as well. But the point is that both things have to be hot. Is that what we say? Or no, it's sufficient that if the that as long as the Isser is hot, then the Isser can impact. Is that what the Isser? It's a matter of which is hot. As long as the Isser is hot, then the Isser can. The other thing doesn't have to be hot. The Isser will impact the cold. So it's not that the Isser heats it up, that it impacts the halacha. So, if I'm remembering correctly, I think that the Rav explained was that the nafkamina will be what if it's next to each other? Okay? Where. If it just one thing has to be hot, okay, good. So as long as one thing is hot, that's enough. Whereas if you hold that, no, you need both things have to be hot. That only works when you have a situation of one on top of the other. When you apply it on top of the other, one apply when it's right next to each other. Okay, anyway, let's move back to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes as follows: Ha de chatichas iser oseres chaverta bin negiyasa. Okay, davka kishisura machmas atzma. That's only Isur Machmas Atzma. Kigon, Nevela, and notice he says, oh, Basar B'cholo. Okay, we brought this to Raya that he holds a Basar B'cholo is considered Isur Machmas Atzma, not Isur Balua. So there's a Taz, the Kwanyu Gimel, and the Bi'ar Gro, and Mem, and others bring up the issue, not everybody agrees with that. Aval im ein bo Isur Elamashe Bola Mokum Acher, then Eina Oseres Acheres. Okay, but med var more meds kishabal ishena mafapeya. But bolam nad rong mafapim betivan kion shuman oseres chaverta bain besli bain nogo zibzu cham becham o betachtono cham lo yorot zonenes shvisa balua ba'atz mafapeya b'yotz mechaticha lechaticha. Okay, so that's like we mentioned before. So that's the ruling of the mechaber over here. Okay, which seems to say that Basa B'cholov is not an Issa Balua, because he says, as an example of Issa Machmas Atzma, he says, Kigon, Nevela, O Basa B'cholov. And that's against what the others say. The Sefer Truma just said not like that. The Sefer Truma says, in the case of the Tipas Cholov, we do apply the rule of Eina Balua to Eliyahu Dei Rotev, and we do apply it even by the Basa B'cholov. So, okay, so you could argue the Mechaber is passing against the Sefer Truma. But the Taz doesn't want to say that. Okay, the Taz learns a little bit differently. He says, he kind of rereads the Shulchan Aruch, and he's saying it's not a case, it's only a case where it's actually hot basar is touching cholov. Okay? And then, therefore, the tzli can create the. In other words, the meat is touching the cheese, let's say. Now the cheese becomes the davar aser. That's also machmas atzma. Okay, and he's talking about, like we mentioned again at the beginning of basar b'cholov. There's a difference between at the point of the formation when you're creating the basar b'cholov, or when the basar b'cholov exists already and is spreading to something else. So that's basically how the Taz rereads it over here. And the Taz is talking about a case of creating basar b'cholov, and that's like nevela, which can pass to something else through sleep. But he's not saying, says the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch is not saying that blias of a piece of basar b'cholov can now go ahead and asr something else, another piece of meat. It can only move to the creating. In the creation stage, that's creating basar b'cholov, you're creating basar b'cholov, so that can happen, that's what Nechab is talking about, but not that blias of a piece of basar b'cholov can asr another kosher piece of meat that's in the same grill. You follow? So that's the distinction that we drew at that time. The Shach disagrees. Shach says no. It is talking about that. And then the Shulchan Aruch is the way we simply read the Shulchan Aruch. And that's the story. Again, this brings up a lot of different issues regarding Basar B'cholov. The Shulchan Aruch paskins But we do say ain below yotz mechatich lechatich el al yedei rotev. All right. Now, since by tzli there's no rotev, so you have a piece of meat with a dabar aser inside. I'm just summarizing, is roasted together with a kosher piece of meat, then it remains mutter. The problem is that in his list he includes basar v'chalav, and the problem is it sounds like you have a piece of meat with chalav in it. So when that piece of meat now touches something else, the iser will be transferred. It will spread even without rotev. So apparently he's saying that basar v'chalav does not fall into the rule of ain below yotz mechatich lechatich el yedei rotev. And again, as we saw, some people are troubled by it. The Taz quotes the Mashal reworked Silvat the Shulchan Aruch, what the Torah means, and the Shach doesn't accept it that way. Okay. The last thing that I wanted to mention here just to summarize it. So what do we see? The Mishnah talks about Tipas Cholav, right? The Mishnah talks about the Tipas Cholav that fell. So that's the problem. Some of the Achronim point out, and there's long shachs and ties, the whole thing starts with Basar V'Cholav, right? So the Ran simply says we reject that whole concept of Ein Belua Yotzu V'Chaticha L'Chaticha they wrote it because that doesn't work with Chaticha Nasa Nevela. So the Ran rejects the whole thing. The Taz, who quotes the Marshal, says we do accept it, and even with Basar V'Cholav, the Shach is kind of middle. We accept the principle, but not by Basar V'Cholav, because Basar V'Cholav, he says, not an Isur Balua. Okay, those are the three Shittas. There is one other important point that the Ramah makes here at the end of Siv Zayin, and that is, what is the status of transferring through Kalim? Okay? The Ramah writes, at the end of Siv Zayin, V'chol zeh bebeis chatichos, this whole thing we've been discussing about the shamein and kochosh and the fapeh and so on, Ramah says is in other words, we have a rule, ein b'lo yotz mechatich lechatich al yedei rotev, an exception to that if you have a kli. So a kli which is bolea, something treif, and now you use that kli to cook, or to roast, actually, tzlif, okay? Then the blia of the treif is going to be imparted by the kli into the kosher piece of meat, even without rotev. Because if you use a pan, you have a pan that was that had a blia of tarfus, a treif pot or treif pot. I want to say pot because pot usually needs more water in it. There's no rotev. You have a pan, okay? A pan that was used for tarfus, and now you're going to roast a piece of kosher meat in it. So we assume the blia of tarfus is now going to be imparted by the kli into the piece of kosher meat, even without rotev. Okay, even without rotev. And there are a number of riyas to this. Again, the language of Mechaber Ramah, but kli shebola iser, oser heter anogei ba afila b'iser she'eno shamen. It doesn't have to be shamen, and you don't need rotev and so on, you don't need mefapeya, it's going to answer it right away. So one of the riyas that is the sugya of not barnat. I think I mentioned this the other day also. The sugya of not barnat says that there was a, remember what happened, right? Dogim shol bekara. Right, you had the fish that was put on the same plate, okay, where the, as we said, the blia of the meat can travel to the fish, and there's no, it sounds like it's talking about stuff that came straight off the grill, right? It doesn't sound like there was rotev involved there. So it seems in that case that you can, you know, that there's a raya that you can, when it comes to a kli, it's different. All right, now, the question is, why should this be? Why should we have a different stat? Let's say pudding, something directly onto a piece of treif meat and it rests on it. So then we're going to have all kinds of rules. Is it mefapeya? Is it shamen? Is it kochot? And yet by kli, all bets are off. Why should it be different? I just understand this. So Ramah says it. The din is that it is, but why should it be different? Okay? I mentioned this, I think, the other day also. When it comes to a kli, the nature of a kli is, this is how the Rashbor writes in his Kedushim Tichul, I forgot to put it on the Mar Makomos. But the nature of a kli is that it's usually, it has a certain thickness to it, whether it's metal or it's whatever it's made out of. And therefore, a blia does not get absorbed as far into a pot as it does into a piece of food. And therefore, you know, easy in, easy out. Since it doesn't go that far in, so it can come out more easily, even possibly without rotev. Like even without rotev. In other words, food can travel. So that's the svar. That is the svar. However, for the same reason, if you remember way back in Siman Sadi Beis, the Ramah did tell us that you can't, but from a kli to another, but from a kli to a food, it can travel without mefapeya, without anything else. But from a kli to another kli, then we're back to the rule that you need rotev. Okay, probably for the same reason, come out, but you need both. So, basically that's what the Taz says, right? By food, it's hard to get blias out, but by a kli, the kli takes it in more easily and lets it out more easily. Just to conclude, because I don't have a minute, so I'm trying to get over to the other piece of medrash, but if you have, again, a kli can ask a food without rotor, but it can't ask another kli without rotor. Okay? For this reason, Moshe and other poskim are makel that we don't have to be so makbid on counters or grates or these kinds of things. You can use both for basu b'chol because there is never going to be enough rotev, in other words, for to make it boleya. Okay, you don't have liquid usually on the counter that's going to transfer the blia from the maven boleya into that countertop or to those grates or so on. That's going to bring it in and out to another kli. That's why there's room to be makel. You take a pot off the fleishiger pot and put it down on the countertop. Okay, and then later on, you don't have to worry about it because you can't go from kli to kli without rotev. And you're never going to have enough rotev in that situation. So that's it's to call lachol ma'aser. All right, we'll stop over here. In terms of tomorrow, I'd really like to finish soon Kuf Hei. And much of the other, for example, Malach Koroseach, which is the subject of a number of Sifrim and Nisim, we talked about already. Are people around tomorrow? Or what's going on tomorrow? So should I give early Shia tomorrow? I don't know if I'm going to have sheets tonight. I'm really just going to go through the basics and kind of the basic. I don't have the Thursday people still around. So we'll see. So Mitzvah Shem will probably have Shia Thursday. If we finish Kuf Hei before, it's going to see some Pesach. But right now we'll have Shia at 9:30 tomorrow. Okay? In the other building, in the other location. Okay? What? On your day. I want to make sure we get to Kuf Hei before Pesach, which I think we will. On Thursday. But we'll do that tomorrow. Okay, so we'll have enough time to get over the basement.